For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. It happens each and every day of the week, Monday through Friday. From the Impact Power Sports Studio, Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. I will be hanging out with the good folks from Impact Power Sports at the outdoors show at DeVos Place on Saturday. That's a place where you go and you want to buy like a hunting blind or maybe an ice shanty. Other various outdoor sportsman type things. It's a fantastic show. I think it's the largest in Michigan, but Impact Power Sports kind of goes hand in hand with their gear there. Hold up a quick second.
Hey, Darla. No.
Yeah, licking the ears of Bruce is going to lead to trouble. We can't have that. Welcome to each and every one of you. It's a fantastic day as we do this show, again, from the Impact Power Sports Studio. One more thing. They're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. They are outstanding. Go there for a brand new golf cart, an EasyGo golf cart, perhaps a Yamaha golf cart. List goes on and on. I think I have to make my logos a little bigger in here. I was talking with my pal Adam Kasari, and he said, my logo's a little small, Easy. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm so sorry. Oh, no, I'm messing everything up. Anyway, I'll take care of that later. A full show here, and I want to start off by, first of all, it is a Big Fraud Thursday. And today, not only is it Big Fraud Thursday, and that's a gigantic day for me in terms of actually speaking onto a microphone. On a typical Big Fraud Thursday, you're looking at 2.5, 3, 5 plus hours of actually broadcasting. But today, it's a little different. It's more like 6.5 plus hours because in between all of the normal Big Fraud Thursday adventures and shenanigans, I am doing a second show with Christian Blatt for Who Are These Broadcasters? As Alan Martinson checks in, hello. Glad you're here. Follow the page and please subscribe to the page so you can get this without commercials. You can do that by linking up your Amazon Prime account. Don't ask me how. There's a way to do it, though. But yeah, so Christian and I are doing, see, he's incapacitated. He's like doing something next week. He can't do the normal show, so we're doing it early today on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel. And so that means 6.5 hours of podcast broadcasting. Not to mention, I just did the Insane Asylum on Q100. And I also voice tracked Afternoons on Big 101.3, which we just got ratings back. And I might be the least listened to portion of that entire radio station because they like send ratings out and it shows you the specific times of day. They're called day parts. Like I'm in afternoon drive, the afternoon drive day part. And you can look at the time that I'm on and the age group. And even with an age group that's like an older audience for an oldies station. They just, it's like, God, that guy stinks. And the rest of the talents, they all have like much higher numbers. So I am the absolute weak link at the radio station. I don't know why they put up with that. I'm just hoping that they don't notice, frankly. But everybody's beating me. There's like some station that's like run out of like some guy's lives with his mom in the basement, and his pirate radio station has significantly larger audience than me. I could yell out the window and more people would be listening. And I don't understand, because we play the fun hits that you know over there on the oldie station. You know, like Build Me Up Buttercup by the Foundations. Harry Chapin, Cats in the Cradle. Aram says, do you talk about dishwashers or snacks? Try that. No, no. I did. I was also able to see the ratings of our pals Free Beer and Hot Wings. And bigger than ever. I mean, remarkable. Year to year, it was already high. And now it's like insanely high. In Grand Rapids, Michigan, they are killing it. I can't. There's nothing I can say other than splitting hairs with the, yeah, but the overall audience, the number of people listening is greatly reduced, so thus they will still get the percentage of audience. But nobody cares about that. I mean, I do. And I'm telling you that you would, so you know. But all of the chit-chatting that we do on who are these free beers and busting their balls and making fun of them, the audience doesn't care. They're still going to listen. They love it. They love it, I guess. And that's all very, very good news for me and all of you. That ensures more time that they stay embedded in their time slot and on this radio station for us to be able to do Who Are These Free Beers. We always want this. We don't ever want that to end. I mean, it's kind of like good news, like if it ends, you just want to go, yeah, fuck you. But if it ends, we don't want it to end, because then what are we going to do about it? Who Are These Free Beers? Molly says, I'm sorry, EZ. I'd listen, but I don't do radio stations no more, she writes. Fucking commercials and shit, she writes. Well, I love those commercials. Those are the best commercials. Aram says, no one interesting is getting radio to compete with them, I guess. I don't know. Or no one interesting is getting into radio to compete with them, I guess. Yeah, I have no idea. Jeremy says, Bob and Tom also got awesome ratings. Doesn't mean it was good. Well, no, it doesn't mean that it's good. But at that, like we've indicated, I don't think that they really care. And you can't. You know, if I'm in that boat, I would do the same thing. I would just get in there and try to have a good time and do what I do. But, yeah, I don't think that the way I am is cut out for broadcasting. I mean, I can do it by myself on Q100 and, you know, for small, short little intervals. But I don't think that there's going to be a spot for someone like me doing it the way I did it. Nick is here. He talks about our pal Anthony Cumia got a new radio job and heard they are talking syndication already. Would not surprise me. Anthony's a terrific talent, always has been. It's on WABC 770 AM in New York, where, you know, yeah, it's AM, but still, Anthony might be just what they need. I don't know necessarily if radio anywhere is going to be able to make a comeback, though. But who knows? Good for him. I'm happy for him. Like I said, I've always liked Anthony. He's always treated me very well. He invited me onto his show when he was in New York City. That was a big thrill. We did 90 minutes together on Compound Media. Got to meet the crew over there. And we hit it off. It was a lot of fun. And then when Anthony's heart exploded, I filled in a few times from here doing the Anthony Cumia show. Now, I didn't like do the racist shit or anything like that. Anthony is not afraid to make awful racist jokes. And I'm like, dude, I can't do that. And don't make jokes like that around me. There's a lot of crazy shit I do, but the one thing I don't want to do is racist jokes, you fucking idiot. God damn. All right. Patrick says he thinks that the syndication with Anthony is a done deal. I think he'd be good at it. I'm continuing to build my brand here on the podcast. I have accepted, I was offered, I talked about this on the Patreon yesterday, but since then the deal has been finalized. I am branching out into education. I was approached by a faculty head at one of the colleges, universities in the area. And, hey, I'm doing a, this lady is in charge of broadcasting at the school. And she says, we're changing the coursework. The class is going to be radio and podcasting. Will you teach the class? And she says, do you have a master's degree? I go, no. She goes, okay, well, we're going to team teach it. So you and I will both do it. So I'm in charge, but you're going to teach it. I go, all right. Yeah. Is that how that works? I don't know. I've never done this shit. And she says, yeah, that's how it works. I go, well, she says, it's 3 hours. It's a 3-hour class. One day a week. Do you think you can do that? I go, yeah, I can do that. I can do anything. Remember, I'm the greatest at everything. I go, of course. Now, she says, I'm going to need you for this, this, and this, the expertise in broadcasting and podcasting and basically teaching these people how to do it. Cole says, you're going to be a teacher. How much are they going to overpay you? Oh, without a doubt. Now, the pay is fine. That's not the thing. The most tantalizing aspect of this is the content. We are going to have some amazing stories in this adventure, and it starts in the fall. So we've got time to, like, prepare for it. Nick says, this will absolutely be another scenario where they listen to your show a month in and have giant second thoughts. Way ahead of you. In fact, this is the dialogue. Because, I mean, this lady who runs the department, I've known her forever. Okay. I come with a disclaimer. I'm getting this out of the way. A lot of what I do on my podcast is satire that could best be described as R-rated or NC-17. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate that, what you just did. Signed up for Tier 1. Tier 1 Twitch, which is different than Tier 1 Patreon. You would probably need to wrap your brain around what I do and be prepared in case anybody has an objection. The last thing I would want is for you to get in trouble. I want you to know what you're getting yourself into. My show isn't exactly sexual or anything like that, but people new to it do not understand what I'm attempting to do. Like today, I was attacking veterans and teachers for being overpaid and complaining too much. 100% of my audience knows I'm kidding, but a person new to it would probably take that poorly. LOL. She didn't blink. Nick adds, it's actually NC26 because all college kids are pussies. She wrote, people in the class may choose to listen to your podcast. May is in all caps. But what I want from you is your expertise in creating a podcast. How to consider audience building, editing, all things technical, and your radio understanding too. I know very little about the technical side of it. And that's about it. There was really...
Hey, knock it off. Hey, Brucey.
So I go, all right, yeah, I'll do it. I will do it. Chris K with the comment, let's not forget about all the hot college babes trying to bag the great Easy Rhymes. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Come on now. Amanda says, you better tell the department head that you're anti-Trump as well. How come? I mean, I know at the risk of annoying everyone in the chat because you're writing and posting on the chat, I'll play your silly game and ask why. Which... 3, 2, 1. Amanda's about to hit enter. Everyone's about to get annoyed. Anybody remember, was it last week when Amanda went hard on gender pronouns for some reason, like out of the blue? Like we were talking about cupcakes and she started talking about gender pronouns. And everybody hated her. We're like, shut up. Just shut up. My God. Stand by. I forgot to ... I can get one to you, but it won't be till about noon, period. Sorry about that. Bob says, at least she took her beating better than Tophus. Aram agrees. He says, the subsequent fight was fun, though. It really was. It was outstanding. And, you know, Amanda can take a beating. And Bob, with that comment, at least she took her beating better than Tophus. Tophus is gone. He quit the show over it. Patrick says, I get it. I don't believe in adverbs. All right, so I guess we're talking different parts of speech now. Yeah, Tophus bailed and because it was when he challenged Chris to a fight, and then we all looked at him like he was crazy, and then he just vanished. I think he killed his family or something, and they're all dead. So if you're in Albany, New York, and there's a story about a fat fuck who just wasted his family... can you let me know? I'm curious about that. And he quit Patreon. It's like, isn't that weird? Here you are you're enjoying the show, and everybody has fun at your expense, and he doesn't have the ability to laugh that off. Oh, my God. What a bitch. Aram with a great point. His stance on the bullets disintegrating theory started his downfall. Yeah, we were all laughing at that and busting his balls over that. But he was actually hurt. Like, he was enraged because people were making fun of him. Is that not nuts? I didn't realize it. I thought he was kidding when he was saying that he's actually really, really hurt. What? It's moments like that that makes me feel bad, that it kind of puts me in flux, because I've talked about how much Trump pisses me off, but then I realize that the people that I'm supporting, like, let's say voting for Harris, like the other people that are voting for Harris and are bullish about it, like Tofus, I'm like, ugh. Oh, no. Maybe I've made a terrible mistake. My God. I think possibly that, like Aram's point, he started to circle the drain. Yeah, I think he kind of like was really sensitive at that point. And then all it takes is just one little moment, and then he explodes like that. We can't have that on this show, frankly. There is no rage quitting. No one has the patience for that. So he actually made my work easy by bailing. So, all right, see you around. Go fuck yourself. We don't need you. Nick says, I found his Twitter. He is batshit nuts. Yeah, I don't like crazy people listening and watching this show. I've had to deal with a handful of crazy over the years. And the ones that burn hot like that usually are. You know, I like people to pay attention and listen, but don't like think it's that serious. You know, you can't do that. Cole says, I don't know why Tofus listened anyway. I can't picture him ever laughing, without a doubt. I am excited, but I'm a little bit nervous about this college thing. So obviously I'll plug in with my pal, friend of the family, who is the department head, and have at it. But this will probably be a lot of fun. What I don't want to do is, I'm concerned about the amount of time being a 3-hour class. Now, I'm not on the hook for all 16 weeks, about half of those weeks. So about 8 of those days, 3 hours, team teaching, or I don't know, maybe it's all 16 and we're both there at the same time. I have no idea. I don't have all the details, but all I know is that I have committed, and it's happening. So we are adding another job for your old pal EZ. That means that this year you're looking at PA announcer for basketball, hockey, Rangers soccer, Q100, iHeart Grand Rapids, Eric Zane Show podcast, broken down into free podcast and Patreon. Who are these broadcasters with Christian Blatt, which I did get tax documents from? One, two, three. What else? Fry cook at Bosco's Pub. I'm doing a lot of public speaking and hosting. I'll add that to it. We're looking at 10 different things occupying my time to earn income. That is a diversified work portfolio. Rich says, well, here comes another time change for the free podcast. No way. No way. Because the class is 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. It works out fantastically. It's no different than like a hockey night. And the class was supposed to be on Wednesdays, which a lot of my hockey games fall on Wednesdays, especially during the fall. So I said, well, does another day work well, like Monday or Tuesday? And Monday is what it's going to be. Mondays, 6 p.m. to 9:30. People are going to be signing up for the class. I'm going to be cultivating young minds. I think it was Adam Balboa who said, if you're teaching broadcasting, day one, say, don't get into radio. I remember, and it will be very difficult for me to actually recommend going into radio based on the lay of the land with the current business climate for it and what has been an increasingly quicker demise as time passes. Bob says, when are you going to start the Eric Zane Slumlord Rentals? Still on the shelf. I don't have the cheddar yet to start Eric Zane Show Vacation Slumlord Rentals. But I do want to do that. Now, me saying I want to do it and actually doing it are two entirely different things. All right. I want to get into this clip right here. Thank you to Mike Ball for sending it my way. This is taken from something in Washington. This is some type of hearing where the committee or the panel or the whatever subcommittee is talking to another politician. You have the chairperson who bangs the gavel and says, all right, let's begin. And introduces the first person who's talking. It just so happens that the first person who's talking is that newly elected member of Congress that was born a dude and is now a chick. That would be Representative McBride, the first openly transgender member of Congress. The guy who's leading the subcommittee is a Republican who I don't know any of the other players in this. You're seeing a split screen as it starts. So on the top there, the guy with the red tie, he's the troublemaker. Next to him is the other lawmaker who's offended that red tie is misgendering Representative McBride. You know, when a person changes their gender, I understand that probably the worst thing you can do is purposely misgender them. Now, I'm not in here right now to get into a discussion about that, even though I'm sure some of you assholes will, like Amanda. She's probably going to side with this red tie dickhead here who really goes out of his way to piss off Representative McBride. This is how it went.
I now recognize the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ranking.
Okay, so it starts with Representative McBride being called a man, Mr. McBride. McBride responds by calling that guy Madam Chair. So kind of gets it back. So it could end there. But this other guy is going to defend. He's going to white knight Representative McBride. Watch his reaction here.
Member Keating, also wonderful.
Mr. Chairman, could you repeat your introduction again, please?
Yes, it's a... We have set the standard on the floor of the House, and I'm simply...
What is that standard, Mr. Chairman?
Okay, so the assholes from Texas, the guy who's defending the chick is a Democrat, and he's from Massachusetts.
Can you repeat what you just said when you introduced a duly elected representative from the United States of America, please?
I will. The representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Mr. Chairman, you are out of order. Mr. Chairman, have you no decency?
I think the guy from Massachusetts is trying to get some cock.
I know you a little bit, but this is not decent.
We will continue this.
You will not continue it with me unless you introduce a duly elected representative the right way.
This hearing is adjourned.
That's a quick way to get shit done in Congress.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I mean, this thing was going to be a bore fest anyway, so that's
it. I now recognize the representative from...
Watch Massachusetts guy. Watch how he whips his head around when bald fuck introduces her as him.
Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ranking Member Keating, also wonderful.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't, that's a big no-no, and a quick way to get through these pitifully boring meetings, you know? Let's see. Where are we on the comments? Chris K says, didn't Trump issue in executive order that government employees have to use biological pronouns? I don't know. Perhaps. Wouldn't surprise me. If that's the case, then dude from Texas is following the rules. The Madam Chair response, I think, is fine. Rich says she knows that guy is a bitch and would immediately go to that insult. Megan says, he's my new fave. You mean the White Knight guy? Massachusetts guy? Stevie calls somebody a pussy. Sir Bob says, it's ma'am! Crazy GameStop customer. Not sure what that means. Yoda World says, isn't it equally rude to cut someone off like that mid-sentence? No, I think that the rules were out the window in all of this. Patrick laughs. Nick says definitely has the overreacting part down, without a doubt. I thought that was a massive overreaction. Maureen says, what a cockhead that chair pussy is. Donut Dan says, just start referring to everyone by last name only. I think that that would be a decent thing to do. Megan says an executive order isn't the law. It's a wish. Nick says, oh, shit. You never seen crazy GameStop videos? No, I don't think so. I don't think I have. Maybe that's something we can approach a little later on. I'd be happy to check that out. Send it to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com. On the Shoreliner Striping inbox. Thank you, Shoreliner Striping. If I'm Senator or Representative McBride, I'm like, look, shut up. All right, whatever. He said that. No big deal. I called him madam. Don't defend me. I'm in charge of myself. That would have been cool, too. I think that Representative McBride would have gotten a little bit more respect. I don't think she lost any respect. She didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, if the guy wants to do that, it's going to happen. That is going to happen. You got to just that that kind of comes with the territory. I don't think that the world is there yet to let go of people doing that. That is still okay, I guess, especially with Trump in the White House. You know, the R word is back. We're kind of that's the lay of the land culturally. And I think that people who are transgender or people that support transgender people, you have to expect that those assholes who still, you know, the commander in chief is behind this. That's the way it goes. You got to get more creative, I think, if you're going to go after losers like that and attack them. You can't just sit there and stomp your feet and then nothing gets done. Come on now. So, yes, Texas guy is an asshole, but that's expected. I think he's the biggest problem in all of this. But Massachusetts guy, I don't know. Just leave it alone. Just do your best to be bigger. And that's coming from me, who always goes lower. But in this particular case, I don't know if it helps anything to do that. Yoda World says the high nasally voice didn't help. But that was a great exchange, because those meetings are pretty boring otherwise. Starman says, what is the color of ribbon for trans activism? I have no idea. Couldn't tell you. I am, however, though, looking forward to this year's Pride event in Grand Rapids. And we're having one in Hudsonville this year. And that's the one you want to go to. That's one where there's probably going to be a mass shooting because of where I live. I mean, it's one thing in Grand Rapids, but it's a lot more open-minded in that neck of the woods than where I live right now. So I'm going to go down there and probably die, because the hillbillies that live here are going to try to intimidate people in Hudsonville. This is a horrible, horrible place for bigotry and discrimination. And so we're going to see some fireworks there. And I think it's going to be great, running the risk of getting shot in the face. But we're probably going to see some brawls between the local gays and the Christians. And I think that that is cool. I think that that would be awesome. Starman says, when is the Hetero Sex Fest celebration? I don't know that they have one. I don't think that there is. If they can get it to be as much fun, if the Hetero Sex Fest celebration is created, I'm okay with that too. I would also attend that one, as long as there could be some degree of animosity between groups. So you could have people who are heterosexual, and Megan says it's all county fairs, that those are all heterosexual events. Gay people are not allowed to go to county fairs. And she makes a great point. But they should have a hetero sex fest celebration. All right. Megan also said straight people go to Pride. Oh, yeah, I go there. I give out free dad hugs. That's what my shirt says. I have my my purple shirt. This is free dad hugs. I've got my rainbow-colored cowboy hat, and I go there, walk around. And my favorite is to talk to the people who are hanging onto a chain, and then the chain goes to a dog mask, and it attaches to, like, their face. So I think those are called furries. Am I getting that right? And they're leading them around, and it's just fucking great. It's a scene, man. And the food, they got some of the best food trucks ever there. Latex fetish people, not the same as a furry. Okay. Pup play, I'm being told. There's also our pal Bender Bones, who is there every year from the Satanic Temple of West Michigan. One of my favorite organizations that exists today. Now, let me just say this. If my folks at the college heard that sentence, there's a fairly decent chance that I just ended my teaching career. But again, this is all part of the cost of doing business. I'm like, you know, the very tip top of my food chain is the Eric Zane Show podcast. And it will not be compromised. I don't give a shit where, what I'm doing. It has to be, you either take it or leave it. You know, that's how I roll. OBX22 says, free dad hugs. Who are you looking to hug? Well, honestly, I know it sounds, well, for lack of a better term, gay, but the idea is that at the Pride event, there's typically a lot of people who, you know, their parents hate them because they're into cock or whatever. So that the idea was facilitated that, hey, I'll give you a hug. Your dad might hate your guts, but I love you. That's it. So that's fun. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with that, you know? Bob says, I'm looking to hug the neighbor kids. And that is a this ridiculous thing that has been perpetuated on the show that I am a local pervert and that I'm trying to like coax children to help me paint the shed. And then after I spill paint on them, take them inside to take their clothes off. It's just, that is bullshit. All because I said, hey, no one uses the pool to the neighborhood kids. All kids get in your swim trunks and come swimming in my pool. And everybody now thinks that I'm some type of pervert. And I know even though the way I just said that sounded very bad, but this is all Pooh Bear's idea. She invited the neighbors over and said, hey, summertime. I had nothing to do with that. And I was just piggybacking off of that when the neighbor kid came over to mow the lawn. He saw the pool and he said, wow, you're rich. You got a pool. I said, I know that. I know I'm rich. And he said, oh, boy, I wish we had a pool. I go, well, you do. He goes, what? Huh? I go, you can come swim here anytime. Mr. Pop said it's okay. And so then all these young boys and girls swim in my pool. And they have to bring their parents with them. I'm not, like, out there hosing them down or anything like that. Come on now. Starman says, you're the Elon Musk of your neighborhood. I'll take that compliment. Any day. I think Elon Musk is a goddamn legend. You know? I know a lot of people don't say that about him these days, but talk about, I don't know why everybody is so pissed off at someone who's just doing his job. Trump said to him, I'm making a whole wing of government for you. And you're going to lead it and take your people and do these jobs. He didn't do anything wrong other than when he announced that he's a Nazi. All right. Yes. Okay. That's true. He is, in fact, a Nazi. But these are different times. And with Trump in office, it's not cool for me, but Nazis are welcome in the government now. And that's just the way it is. So, like I've said, the day that Trump got elected, you got to wrap your mind around the fact that we are now, for the next 3 years, 10 months, being led by a Nazi, you know. Yeah, Kevin in James Bay, Ontario says, is a Nazi the worst thing to be these days? I don't know. I think that if a person had to choose between some of the all-time worst things you can be, it's right up there. Like, if I had to choose between being a Nazi or a pedophile, 10 out of 10 times I would choose Nazi, right? I mean, we're on the same page with that. I mean, if you had to choose. Or a Nazi or like a child killer or a murderer or a rapist, I'm going to choose Nazi. Those are all terrible things. It's not that great that that's all you can compare it to. Megan says Nazis killed many children. No, he didn't say that. I'm not saying being the Nazi that's going killing people. I'm just saying, like, the Nazi. Rebecca says, I would choose death instead of any of those options. Yeah, I know, but you can't. I'm the one who's putting the variables out. You have to play my game. The game is simply called the Eric Zane Show podcast, Nazi or Pedophile. And the parameters are, if you are a Nazi, all you're doing is going to like various rallies and saying mean things to people, and you're dressing poorly with a bad haircut. And if you're a pedophile, you are actually having sex with children. Okay? So you must pick. And if you say you would rather have sex with children than be a Nazi, I don't know if that's a good look. I think that's a bad look. Megan is writing, you cannot have sex with children. You're assaulting children. Look, all I'm doing is keeping this as simple as possible here. The audience can choose between one of two things. And you have to write, hello, my name is so-and-so from so-and-so, and I choose to be a, and then you pick one of those two variables. So you can't just use your Twitch handle. You actually have to write your first name, your last name, where you work, the city you live in, and the schools that your kids go to. And to play this game properly, you then have to announce whether you are a Nazi or a pedophile. I don't get to play, unfortunately, because I'm running the game. And it's really weird. It seems like the audience interaction has dropped dramatically since I started to play this game. And I'm not really getting anybody to partake in it. And I can't figure out why. And you can't be like Rebecca there. And like, so now I'd rather die. That's not part of, that's not an option. OBX22 is our pal Scotty G from Grand Rapids. David says, this is a strange game, Easy. Oh, I know, but this is the lay of the land these days. Megan says there is no winning in this game. Look, this is an experiment to illustrate that there are actually, in my opinion, things that are worse than being a Nazi. Even though I'm running the game, I will commit to, if I had to choose between a pedophile and a Nazi, I will go Nazi. There. I did it. Kevin writes, Nazi over pedo, terrorist, or dog fucker. All right, hang out a second here. These are new variables. Over terrorist. You know, a lot of times terrorists are doing terroristic things in an effort to, like, change. Like, there are various groups that exist in America that are terrorists that are fighting to keep chickens alive. They will cause destruction at chicken farms. They'll glue their hands to the floor at a basketball game. A person like that, Arum would support, I think. Kevin says an Islamic terrorist. Why an Islamic terrorist? There are domestic terrorists that are terrible as well. I mean, you look at Timothy McVeigh or the Unabomber. I think we got to be careful in the choices of our groups that we pit in the March Madness of Terrible, which is what we could call this. The March Badness. So you'd have one bracket, Nazi, that's a number one seed, taking on pedophile. What's worse in March Madness? Dog fucker could be in this. All very interesting to me. All right. This is another one of those moments where I do not recall how we got to this point. Maybe you know, but I don't. The last thing I actually remember until I got into this haze is talking about being a professor. It sometimes startles me and scares me how weird things get from time to time, where I just don't remember things. Adam says the fight in Congress had a lot to do with it. Yes, the fight in Congress did have a lot to do with this, because that opened the door for various comments about this. I will say that Representative Sarah McBride, from this view right here, looks like a chick. That's one of the things about transgender people that most people are curious about. How do they look?
Mr. McBride.
And here's Representative McBride. Did I say Sarah? I think I did. I guess I'm not sure. Looks like a chick.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I talked to a family member the other day with my daughter marrying a transgender man. Some of you are like, wait, what? Yeah, that's true. Madison's getting married June 6th to a transgender man. And the family member had just found out. And one of the questions was, well, does Ash look like a guy? And I go, yeah. I go, there's still some soft features that might make you go, wait a minute. But definitely, Representative McBride. And I give those two credit because they'll answer any questions as long as they're respectful. So we have conversations all the time about that stuff. And they're always very patient with me. That's the only way we've been able to get to where we are, is just by, like, all right, you got to let go everything and just ask questions and talk. And it's worked out quite well. Chris says a very feminine voice too. Sometimes trans women don't sound very feminine. Okay. Sarah McBride. There she is. No, that's some other dude. I don't know who that is. Sarah McBride. Yeah, definitely can pull it off. In most cases. In fact, if no one said to me, hey, if I didn't know that Sarah McBride was a dude ahead of time, I wouldn't know it. I just don't think that way. You know, I'm just focused on what's in front of me. But knowing what I know, yeah, I can tell. I mean, who couldn't? This is the guy that's made the comment. This old fucker. I think this TV station does like a news story about it. I'm curious how they approach it. There's an ad I don't want. I'll skip the ad, of course. Here this goes.
I now recognize the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
I think this is just what we saw already.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ranking Member Keating, also wonderful.
Mr. Chairman, could you repeat your introduction again, please?
Yes, we have set the standard on the floor of the House, and I'm simply...
What is that standard, Mr. Chairman? Would you repeat what you just said when you introduced a duly elected representative from the United States of America, please?
I will.
Shut up. Quit yelling at me.
Representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Mr. Chairman, you are out of order. Mr. Chairman, have you no decency?
Let's see, more on this. Having no decency, Keating insisted that self introduced a duly elected representative the right way. We heard all that. Republican lawmakers have targeted McBride and refused to acknowledge trans people's identity. This is what you guys were talking about after President Donald Trump signed executive orders declaring only two sexes. McBride said, no matter how I'm treated by some colleagues, nothing diminishes my awe and gratitude at being to represent Delaware in Congress. So she shrugs it off, which is cool. McBride later posted, I simply want to serve and try to make this world a better place. Yeah, she's cool. Ding Dong needs to not lose his composure. And if you're the old fuck, you know, he's just leaning into... what his leader directed him to do, and that is be an asshole. This is why we say that the R word is back. The reason behind that is because the asshole who's running the show says, yeah, fuck it. You can do what you want, which that's the way it goes. That is what people voted for. They voted for that type of indecency. They voted for zero 401ks. They voted for no more Mexicans. They voted for no one actually doing the jobs that no one wants. That's what they voted for. And we will just have to take that. Don't freak out. It'll be over eventually, and then we'll move on. We're going to be fine. Rebecca puts it best, with bigots are feeling really comfortable saying what they say. Someone needs to start punching them in the throat. I think it's you. I don't want to be on the receiving end of one of your punches. Dan asks, honest question here. In a dating situation, do trans people tell the other person that they are trans? I don't know. Kevin says, I would imagine they do. If they didn't, they'd just be being a dishonest person. Yeah, I think ultimately you definitely want to get out in front of that because no matter what you do, let's just say Sarah McBride had the most money in the world and had the best doctors, so that actually went ahead with the surgery and reworked the plumbing there. You know, Mother Nature is the best sculptor of female genitalia, not Dr. What's-His-Face. So I'm imagining this has happened where someone in a situation like Sarah McBride has said, well, I look so good that no one's going to know. And then you get down to the moment of the truth when the guy's ready to be on the business end of that thing. He's like, wait a minute, hold on a second here. And might say, wait a minute, something looks a little weird about this. Is there something you want to tell me? You don't want to be in that moment and find that information out. So I would guess that that is a very rare thing, you know, where someone doesn't reveal that. For me, if I were in the scenario, like let's say Pooh Bear got ran over by a monster truck, and then, you know, after a appropriate mourning period, I decided to date again, and I met a beautiful woman, and then, if the woman said, "All right, I used to be a dude," but you can't tell, you know, which is, I mean, there's a lot of people that are transgender that you actually can't. And then I would have to say, well, it's going to sound strange, but I got to see it. I mean, I got to see it. And I got to look at it. Mm-hmm. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.